And welcome to another edition of G-Rod Uncensored. I am your host, G-Rod, Glenn Rodriguez. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did. Saw Captain America 2, and what a movie that... What was just up to par with Iron Man 1 for the best Marvel movie ever. Now, I'm talking about the Marvel reboots. You know, the whole new Marvel Studios that kind of just... Iron Man 1 started this whole new phase for their films. Really awesome. And had some really good dinner at this place called Oi. It's an Asian fusion restaurant here in Los Angeles. If you're in the area, check it out. It's pretty worth it. It's near Fallbrook. Right outside LA. Should definitely check it out. Look it up, Yelp it, Google it, do whatever you got to do. Tell them G-Rod sent you. We got a lot to talk about today. We have a jam-packed Monday Night Raw tonight. That's going to also feature a Ultimate Warrior tribute. They're going to open with a video package highlighting the career and life of the Ultimate Warrior. And they're going to do a 10-bell salute. And then they're going to focus on all the storylines coming from the fallout of WrestleMania, which I'm really looking forward to, because last week, besides the Ultimate Warrior sad passing away, was a great week for wrestling. Speaking of Ultimate Warrior, TMZ reports that the Ultimate Warrior died from a massive heart attack, who also had heart disease. The medical examiner who conducted his autopsy last week confirmed that the death was determined to be heart disease. They classified Warrior's death as natural, meaning neither drugs or alcohol were directly involved. Now, his years of steroid abuse, I'm sure, contributed to this. But it's just still sad, still shocking. And at least we know what happened. There's some closure. But looking forward to see the tribute video tonight. And yeah, that's all I really can say about it. I mean, I think everyone has talked about it enough. You know, it's really straightforward. I was listening to the Solo Monster podcast, and he had some pretty good things to say about the Ultimate Warrior, and not so good about the Ultimate Warrior. Directly when Ultimate Warrior said some nasty things about Bobby Heenan and Heath Ledger. The Warrior was a weird guy. He was, you know, didn't bite his tongue. He said how he felt. But some of the stuff he said has been disrespectful. But we do send our condolences again to his family. And that is that. Last week we talked about Sting signing a deal with the WWE. Finally! But hold on one second. Conflicting reports, also confirmed by TMZ, saying that a deal expected to be reached with Sting and WWE. There is going to be one. WWE set a contract to Sting, but Sting hasn't returned it yet. There's no fear that it's not going to happen. It's just, he just hasn't returned it yet. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, it's something that we're trying to, I know as fans, we're trying to make sure it happens, and we're voicing our opinions, and we're hoping. But there's a lot of people who just don't think it's going to happen. And I don't blame them, because all this he says, she says, he signed, he didn't sign. Well, they sent him the contract, but he hasn't signed it yet. He hasn't returned it yet. It's funny, because someone in the comment section on WrestleZone.com, which is one of my favorite websites to go to, says, next day, Sting has the pen in his hand and is about to sign. The next report would go. Report: Sting's pen ran out of ink and still has not signed. Next day, Sting is reportedly looking for a pen. It's just, this is how the Sting WWE to WWE rumors are. It's just all these different conflicting reports. So until it happens, until we hear a definite confirmation from WWE itself, we won't know for sure. Just like Sting's WCW quote, which is one of my, you know, favorite quotes from the time that WCW was around. It's one of my thing, and it's all plastered over social media and whatnot. Is the only thing that's for sure about Sting is nothing's for sure. I love it. It's great. We'll see what happens. We'll really see what happens. But anyway, let's talk about some other things that happened this past weekend. I mean, a lot of things have come out over the weekend, and I told you that's what we would do and give you a Raw preview. Is a top SummerSlam match, which I'm excited about hearing about when I first clicked on the news, because I will be there, is already being discussed. Figure4WrestlingOnline.com is reporting that Triple H versus Roman Reigns has been penciled in for this year's WWE SummerSlam. And last week, Roman Reigns spearing Triple H, the seeds are planted. This should be a big money match. You know, it's, you know, Roman Reigns has got the look. He's got the gimmick, the energy. The Superman punch looks awesome. You know, he's got it all. And the crowd loves him. And he showed a little bit more charisma on Main Event when he was fooling with the crowd and Renee Young. Instead of having him just say, believe that, believe in the Shield, just like three little words, he has personality. Let's bring that out of him. But this should be a great feud. The Shield versus, you know, the Evolution reunion, technically. So we'll see what happens. I think this would be a great match. The match would be very interesting to see in person, and I'm sure it would look good on TV too. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm very excited about that. Impossible opponents for Brock Lesnar are already being talked about for WrestleMania 31 since his contract runs into there. The same site, Finger4WrestlingOnline.com, is reporting that there are two names that have been mentioned when talking about Brock Lesnar's opponent at WrestleMania 31 in Santa Clarita, something like that, in San Francisco area. I can never get that name right. I don't understand that. The first is The Rock, who was rumored to be Brock Lesnar's opponent at this past year's WrestleMania. Another name is being discussed is Cesaro, who has Paul Heyman in his corner now. It could potentially be an interesting opponent for Lesnar to come WrestleMania 31 time. So we'll see what happens. That I think Cesaro and Brock Lesnar could be an amazing match. Maybe Lesnar has the title. Cesaro goes after the title. I would like to see Cesaro and Bryan go 1-on-1. They would put on an amazing match. You know, back to their ROH days and indie days. I mean, that would be a potential big money match also. So that could be an interesting. And a Brock versus Rock, you know, it'd be a rematch from that SummerSlam where Brock beat him for the title and became the youngest, I think at the time, the youngest WWE champion. I don't know if he still has that record, because I know Randy Orton won and he was young when he won the title. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, these matches that are, I just think it's like I keep saying on the last couple shows, that this is an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. You know, we haven't felt this excited, you know, this much excitement since, you know, the Attitude Era days, the 90s and the early 2000s, where anything could happen and who would show up, and, you know, WCW, WWE, WWF at the time. You know, this is a great time to be a fan. I'm so excited about it. This is some good stuff. And tonight's Raw should feature some good stuff. I'm very excited about that too. Let's talk about Raw tonight. Like I said, probably starting the show would be a Warrior tribute. And the video package and the 10 bell toll. And also, they'll be live from Birmingham, Alabama. Shout out to TJ and Bradley. I almost forgot your name there, buddy. WWE is also hyping these storyline points for tonight's show. How will Triple H punish Daniel Bryan in the Shield for what happened last week? Will Paige be ready to fight with her newly won championship belt? What's in store for Rob Van Dam? How will Cesaro benefit from working with Paul Heyman? And can John Cena somehow combat the eerie allure of the Wyatt family? Now, I've been watching these videos. Let's talk about Cena for a little bit here. I was watching these videos of a person on YouTube who just complains about John Cena being stale, which I agree. I agree with a lot of his points, but the way he comes off is just he's a whiner, you know? And let's face facts. It's WWE's top guy, John Cena. No matter who has the title, he will always be the top guy. He's done so much for the company. Yes, he's a good actor, and he's a terrible one. Yes, it's his character that people like, not him personally. But if you really think about it, the character is usually just an amped up version of yourself. Now, I've grown to respect John Cena a lot in and outside the ring. You know, he does give it his all. He's always there. I'm sure that, you know, he puts a lot of effort into doing what he does, even though I really think he's just stale, needs a new gimmick or something. But the heel turn is very, very likely at this point. I really believe this. I really believe that Cena is, it's coming to the time where Daniel Bryan is getting really big, and he could potentially be that next guy. He is connected with the crowd, just like Cena did when he first came, like Stone Cold, like The Rock. He's connected with the crowd. I think if he just skyrockets more and more every day, every week, every month, every year, we could potentially see a Cena heel turn finally. So I think his character really needs something new. This program with the Wyatt family is great, and I think it'll keep him in check. But I think it ends the next two pay-per-views. So we'll see what happens with that. And I'd really love to see a John Cena heel turn. I know everyone talks about it, and I know a lot of people just don't think it's going to happen. But we'll see. I think it needs to happen. I think he needs to go heel. Maybe joins the Authority. Maybe get a corporate John Cena. Who knows? I think a corporate John Cena would be really interesting. I don't think he's going to go back to the Thuganomic gimmick. I think that'd just be a little stupid. I think he should turn corporate. I think that'd be a great gimmick. Or give us something new. Something that we haven't seen before. Maybe he can run with it. Maybe it'll be awesome. Maybe just turn him into a killing machine. Maybe he just starts beating people up for no reason. Maybe he just starts just tearing. He's a big guy. If that would be a likely thing for him. It would be a believable thing. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You can check out my columns and opinion pieces at theshootonline.com. Check out The Shoot every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Host C-Mac and Gary Cantrell on morelikeradio.com. My boys over there do a great job. Great show yesterday, talking with former WWE creative Alex Greenfield. Should definitely check that out. Check out theshootonline.com for all your wrestling news and rumors and pictures. They have over 2,000 pictures on their website from WrestleMania weekend. Check them out. Great stuff. All the audio updates, all the right, they archive their shows. You can listen to a live stream of past shows if you just want to continue listening to The Shoot. I would. I've done it. So check them out. There's going to be a website coming. We're excited about launching that very soon. You can follow us on Twitter at WhoIsGrod, G-R-O-D. You can email us your questions at grodUncensored@gmail.com. G-R-O-D. let's move on, shall we, to our last piece of news that I wanted to cover for today. In the light of their big announcement of Global Force Wrestling, Jeff and Karen Jarrett allegedly got into a dispute with the son of IWA. I am so excited. I don't know why. When I get talking really fast and excited, I don't even read things right. IWA Mid-South promoter Ian Rotten, which led to a physical altercation. Karen Jarrett was involved in a separate, allegedly drunken dispute with Dream Wave promoter Jay Rep on Saturday. The following report that was filed says, witnesses to the event on Saturday at the Illinois Dream Wave show say that Karen Jarrett noticed her photos had not been placed on the merchandise table for sale and demanded the promoter to pay out of pocket for her losses. Karen allegedly stated that she was owed $1,500, and when the promoter refused to pay the amount, she reportedly went on a rampage, yelling and screaming at everyone and anyone. Now, the report for Jeff Jarrett also say that he got into a fight with his son, with Ian Rotten's son, knocking his glasses off, threatening to break them. Apparently, they were drunk. Jeff Jarrett didn't get paid all the money he was supposed to get. You know, it's just not good. Not good promotion. Not good news for their newly launched wrestling company that they're working on, Global Force Wrestling, that has been promoting and showing these pictures of teasing maybe that Carlito, Jay Lethal, Mickey James are going to be brought in. Lance Hoyt, I read, might be a name that might be brought in. So we'll see, but man, no one likes Karen Jarrett. I think Karen Jarrett's a waste of talent, a waste of time. Jeff Jarrett has been in the business a long time. He's respected. I respect him. I like him. King of the Mountain. But just leave Karen Jarrett at home. She's a fame-hungry, fame-seeking woman who just... She's not... What's her talent? Yeah, she's pretty. That's it. So we'll see. Anyway, that is the show for today. I'm sorry if it wasn't a great one. I am flooded with like work. I'm a filmmaker, and I've been working on a full-length film called The Nobodies, trying to get that funded. Working on so many other projects, but I wanted to get this episode out to you guys. Check back tomorrow. Subscribe to us on iTunes, G-Rod Uncensored. Take it easy, guys, and make sure you watch Raw tonight. We'll have a really awesome recap for you tomorrow, and we'll talk all the other news that happens within the next 24 hours. This has been G-Rod Uncensored. Take it easy. Have a good Monday night. Later on, guys and girls.